wife of that paragon of patience, Gordon Smith, played by George Burns. Mr. Nugent will be heard as William Parker, Mr. Clark as C. Roger Forbes, Norma Lee as Angela Forbes, and Mr. Lindsay as Vincent Leach. And now, we loosen the straitjackets and let the players out of their padded cells as the Lux Radio Theater presents George Burns and Gracie Allen in Dulce, featuring Elliot Nugent, Wallace Clark, Norma Lee, and Howard Lindsay. It's late afternoon of a midsummer day. On a road leading out of New York City, a small blue roadster weaves quickly through the heavy traffic. At the wheel is Gordon Smith, and beside him his brother-in-law, Bill Halloway. They're bound for Gordon's house in Westchester. As they reach the open road, the car swerves sharply, avoiding an accident by inches.
Hey, take it easy, will you, Gordon?
Sorry, I guess I'm in too much of a hurry.
I'll say you are. What's the big rush?
Oh, nothing. Just anxious to get home, that's all. I had a tough day at the office today.
Well, you'll have a tougher one if you pile up in the ditch. That's better. Well, how's the artificial jewelry business, if any?
Not so hot, Bill.
No? Anything new on the Forbes merger?
No, it's coming along. If the deal goes through, I'll get 16 2/3% of the combine.
Oh, do you think that's enough, Gordon, 16 2/3?
No, it isn't. But I'm up against it, and I've got to take what he gives me. Forbes is a tough customer.
That's hard luck.
Of course, I might be able to do something with him over the weekend. He's coming out to the house, too, you know. Your sister invited him.
Yeah, so she told me. Well, Dulcie always did like guests.
Yeah, I know.
Forbes is bringing his wife and daughter, isn't he?
I guess so.
I didn't know you knew them that well.
Well, I don't accept Forbes in a business way. Wasn't my idea until the little woman thought of it. You know how your sister is.
Oh, sure. When Dulcie makes up your mind that she wants to do something, you do it.
That's one of the reasons why I want to get home. If they get there ahead of us and Dulcie gets talking to them, well, anything can happen. And it always happens to me.
And if I know Dulcie, it'll be plenty. Step on it, Gordon.
Go ahead in, Bill.
Yeah, thanks.
Gee, it's good to get home. I guess they aren't here yet.
I beg pardon, sir.
Huh? Who are you?
I'm the butler, sir.
The butler? I must be in the wrong house.
Oh, no, sir. Mrs. Smith engaged me this afternoon, sir.
Oh, well, I'm Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir. Mrs. Smith described you in some detail, sir.
Huh?
May I take your hat, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Thank you, sir. Very good, sir.
Can you imagine that? I turn my back and she hires a butler.
I guess she had to make an impression on the Forbes.
Oh, Gordon, imagine me, you here. It certainly is a small house. Who's that with you?
Your brother.
Oh, sure. Hello, Willie.
Hello, Dulcie.
Oh, Gordon, darling, how are you feeling?
Well,
you are, huh? My, isn't it hot? It certainly is. Did you have a nice day at the office today?
Well, not so bad.
Nice and cool in here, though. Maybe that's on account of the cold air.
Yes.
But I always say it's the old breeze that doesn't blow in this room. Ring for Henry, will you, darling? I want to put these flowers in water.
Wait a minute. Who is this fellow Henry?
Well, Henry, why, darling, didn't you meet him? He's the butler.
I know. He introduced himself at the door, but who is he? Where did you get him?
Well, if you promise not to tell,
he's
a reformed convict.
What? A reformed convict?
Shh, not so loud. He's very sensitive.
Yeah, well, so am I. And I don't like the idea of having a second-story man polishing off the silverware.
Oh, he wouldn't steal anything, Gordon. He's going straight now. He hasn't taken hardly a thing since he got out of prison.
When was that?
Last week.
I see.
Well, anyway, we've got to have a butler, darling.
But, Dulcie...
we're having guests, Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Very important guests for the weekend. Guess who's coming?
The Forbes.
Who told you?
You did.
Oh, you guessed it. Yes, there'll be Mr. and Mrs. Forbes and his wife, and Angela. Angela's their daughter, you know, and sweet. Why, she's just the sweetest thing.
Yes,
isn't she? Oh, Willie, what do you mean? You don't know her?
Of course I do. I've known her for years.
Oh.
Well, what's funny about that, Dulcie?
Well, he didn't know I never knew he knew. Isn't that funny? Or is it?
Yes, dear, it is.
Well, now let me see. The pink room for Angela and the red room for Mr. and Mrs. Forbes. I'd better have the green room made up for Schuyler Van Dyke.
Schuyler Van Dyke?
Yeah, one of the Van Dykes, and he's worth millions.
Schuyler Van Dyke is coming here.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? Oh, he's a marvelous man. You'd never think he was a Van Dyke. He's so democratic.
When did you meet him?
Well, this afternoon. He was at Mrs. Kennedy's. He had a lot of other invitations, but he accepted mine.
But, Dulcie, having this man here with Forbes, how do you know they like each other?
Oh, they will. Mr. Van Dyke's a businessman, too, darling. He owns all kinds of things. Railroads,